This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 7th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. As the sun sets, it's a mild evening across Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying a clear, cool night. Jerusalem is slightly warmer, and Haifa is experiencing a gentle breeze. It's a perfect time to unwind as we look at the latest news. Here are today's headlines. First, Yanet reports from earlier today that Israeli officials warn a U.S.-Iran deal might not meet Israel's war goals. Concerns focus on Iran's missile arsenal and potential financial relief for Tehran. Also, a short time ago, Walla reported that a drone strike in southern Lebanon seriously injured an IDF soldier. Three others sustained lighter injuries during operations yesterday. Also this hour, I-24 News brings word that Trump has halted Project Freedom after Saudi Arabia blocked U.S. air access. Separately, the Jewish Community Relations Council is urging a Maryland school district to adopt a zero-tolerance policy on anti-Semitism. This follows a wave of incidents, according to Forward's reporting from earlier today. And finally, a JNS report from earlier reveals a DHS analysis linking an alleged Trump assassin's motives to the Iran war. Reaction has been swift on social media. I24N, EWS English, posted just minutes ago that Saudi Arabia was surprised by Trump's Project Freedom announcement, leading to a quick airspace closure. Leslie Kajomovitz, a commentator, shared his concerns. He warned that nonprofits could play a role in the decline of Western powers. OSINT613, an intelligence analyst, reported just minutes ago that a judge ruled the federal government can retain 2020 election ballots seized in Georgia. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S.-Iran deal, Ynet highlights Israeli fears that the proposed agreement might allow Iran to maintain its missile capabilities. Officials argue this could reduce the IDF's operational freedom and ease economic pressures on Tehran. The implications for regional security remain significant. Turning to the drone strike in southern Lebanon, as reported by Walla, the incident occurred during ongoing military operations. The injured soldiers are now receiving medical attention. This development underlines the persistent volatility in the region. Meanwhile, I-24 News reports that former President Trump's Project Freedom faced a significant setback. Saudi Arabia's decision to block airspace access for the initiative raises questions about U.S.-Saudi relations. The halt complicates international dynamics around the project. On the diplomatic front, The Forward reports the Jewish Community Relations Council's push for stronger anti-Semitism policies in Maryland schools. The rise in incidents has prompted calls for immediate action to protect students and foster a safer educational environment. Finally, the JNS story highlights a DHS report linking the motives of Cole Allen, an alleged Trump assassin, to the Iran conflict. This underscores the broader impact of geopolitical tensions on domestic security in the U.S. Turning to business and markets. First, Shay Levi, CEO of Unframe, shared insights with CTech about the challenges enterprises face in adopting AI. Levi foresaw these struggles, emphasizing the importance of strategic implementation. Separately, Globes reports that Mekorot is collaborating with NT Tau on nuclear fusion. The companies plan to explore setting up a research and development center for essential infrastructure projects in Israel. And finally, Walla Business highlights a shift in how high-tech layoffs are conducted. The focus is now on the method and communication, reflecting a colder, more detached approach. That's your Israel 18 News update. For morning, we'll be back with more at 8 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.